The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. It's probably evening by this point. It's a little bit before 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, March 25th, or Monday, March 25th. Oh, my goodness. I've lost track of time. Monday, March 25th. Sorry about that. We just finished up with the LEC slate. They just did the playoff draw for this. I'll come back and touch on this in a little bit. We ended up actually having a winning day. Guys, it's possible to actually win a bet. I can't fucking believe it. Oh, my God. This past weekend was brutal. I actually went back and maybe I'll be honest with you. Like, maybe this is just a little bit of like masochism. I have no idea. But when I have these like these utterly devastating kinds of days and weeks, I like to kind of go back and look at like, all right, was this really that bad? And so I actually went back over the last 3 years of performance for myself, and this past Saturday was the second worst. It was the third worst individual day that I've ever had. Betting, like handicapping, and I've been tracking this stuff since I believe season 4. I only went back over the last 3 years. I know for a fact that I've had worse than that at some point, but it was probably a long, long time ago. Over the past 3 years, this is the third worst individual day I've had and the second worst week that I've had. The funny thing here, it's actually quite funny, is the Ides of March for me is apparently a thing. I never really looked at this before. It makes a lot of sense in hindsight, like thinking about it, but like the worst days I've ever had, the four worst days I've ever had were all in March in different years. And looking back on it now, I used to have a bad habit of overbetting the LEC in the final week, and overbetting narratives in the LEC. And it used to absolutely crush me. Where I'd be like, oh, this team has nothing to play for, and you'd play them, and they'd get just, like, they'd show up and play, right? This went down as the third worst individual. This past Saturday was the third worst individual day that I've had in the last probably 5 years. It was just absolutely brutal. It was a minus 10.843 unit day. They're the kind of days that there's not enough bourbon in Kentucky for. You know, you feel like shit, you hate everything, but it is what it is. I followed up with a loss yesterday too, but I guess we kind of got off the schneid a little bit here today. I had a plus 1.178 unit day in the LEC. We'll talk about the playoff draw in a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic about the bad beats of my career, although what's the quote from Rounders? It's like, they can remember with startling clarity, the bad beats of their career, like that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I just like, sometimes, as weird as it is, sometimes it helps me to see that, to give me a sense of relativity, to be like, oh, this actually was that bad. And it's like, oh, well, you know, I guess it can't get much worse, right? Like, it's like some kind of weird ass dynamic. I don't know. Anyway, not a bad day in the LEC. We have a really short LPL slate tomorrow. I've been trying not to play the LPL final week because you just don't know who's motivated and who isn't, but I have a play on this one. Let's touch on the first match first. Week 9, day 2. None of these matches matter for anything other than seeding. I believe this first match has some implications on where these two teams land, if I remember correctly. Let me see. Yeah, these two teams could like switch positions, basically. So this match matters in the standings, but historically we haven't seen that every team really gives a shit. We have Weibo Gaming minus 173 on the money line, minus 1.5 massive plus 178 against Invictus Gaming plus 142 on the money line, plus 1.5 massive minus 221, minus 1.5 plus 367. Our Weibo have not been good as favorites. They're 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the map spread, 8-14 against kill spread. Invictus are 4-4 as dogs, though, with an average price of +302. Again, that most of that was from the early season. They are covering at a much better clip than the market gives them credit for. Wen is getting the start for IG again. That's notable because it maybe clues you into their motivations here, being more about giving him a tryout for maybe sending him to another team to collect some transfer fee money. We're treating this like soccer now, right? I think that's possible. Maybe kind of gives you a hint into what they're thinking about for this match. Like, do they really care about seeding? Probably not. But I really try not to mess with the final week in the LPL when I can help it for exactly this kind of reason. I would lean at price. I think IG are probably a play. I like it less with Yushinomi out. But Weibo haven't really done anything to make me want to trust them in this kind of situation. You know, like, for what it's worth, though, like, their last four games have graded excellent. They have the second best game grade over the last four games of the entire league right now. They're coming off of a couple of nice wins. Maybe a ride momentum. I didn't play anything in this. I lean heavily toward IG, but I didn't ultimately play anything in this. The next match, LGD +156 on the money line, +1.5 mass at -197, -1.5 at +411. Against Royal Never Give Up, -191 on the money line, -1.5 at +160. LGD, 4-10 as dogs, but 9-5 against the map spread, 19-16 against the kill spread. RNG, 2-3 as favorites, 2-3 against the map spread as favorites, 4-9 against kill spread. This sets up like you should play the kill spread, but the price on it is not great. It's like +3.5 or 4.5 or whatever it is. I played LGD on the money line for one unit, +156, and LGD -1.5 massive +411 for 0.2 units. I try really hard not to play anything on the final week, but this is just a stupid price. Like, this match doesn't mean anything. The players are playing for jobs next season, which matters, but this match doesn't have anything in the standings. None of these teams can make playoffs or anything. And, you know, LGD are a better team. Like, the model made LGD a favorite in this contest. Like, a small favorite, but a favorite, right? Like, this is a coin flip. Take the plus money. What has RNG done to suddenly get a pass from the market? Like, are they just, like, off this? Did they got a win? Oh, no. Does that mean that they're good again? No, it doesn't. This team sucks. They have individual players that are good, that are probably going to be playing for something, but, you know, LGD have some individual players that are very good as well. What has RNG done to show you that they're this much better than literally any other team this year? That's my logic here. This is a coin flip match. Take the plus money. And LGD have side choices, an added bump. So, those are the plays in the LPL. I'm just going to quickly mention, so we got the playoff draw for LEC. I'm just looking at the schedule here. We don't have an actual schedule set for this. I believe it's going to start next weekend on Saturday. Fnatic, Giant X. So Giant X got in. What do we have here? The people that got snubbed for playoffs that didn't end up making it were Rogue and Carmine Corp, which should probably surprise nobody. Maybe it surprises some people a little bit. Oh, by the way, I didn't even mention SK Gaming with another loss today. SK Gaming just lose out? Am I losing my mind? They went 0-3 this week. They went 1-2 last week. Okay. So they lost 4 in a row to finish the season. That sucks. Anyway. Still getting to playoffs, though. So the draw is Fnatic versus Giant X. Fnatic are likely to be... Let me pull this up real fast. I don't have today's numbers in yet, but model is taking the whole season anyway, so we can kind of get a decent idea. Fnatic, Giant X, you're probably looking at a ridiculous price. Fnatic are probably going to be -1500, -2000 or something in that series. The model literally makes them -3000. So. Yeah, they're going to be a prohibitive favorite, most likely. Then we have G2 versus Mad Lions. We get a rematch from last the winter finals. Let's see. G2, Mad Lions. This is, again, without today's data in. Figure G2 will probably be around -350. Then you give a bump for G2 factor, and they're probably going to be -500 in a series, best of five. So, yeah, figure minus We'll say 500 minus 400. What was the I'm trying to remember what the spring price was. We can take a look at that, or the winter playoff price. The best of five series. It wasn't finals, by the way. It was just what's it called? Oh, they never actually played in playoffs in winter. Am I losing my mind? No, they never did. Wow, I just totally forgot about that. You figure, yeah, that's probably going to be like minus 500 if I had to guess. Next up, we have Vitality versus SK, which is actually an interesting handicap. Vitality SK model price is like minus 144 for Vitality, plus 113 for Mad Lions. I figure it'll probably be in that ballpark. Maybe Vitality get a little bit inflated because of how SK finished the season. We're going to have to do some soul searching on SK if there's something broken or wrong about this team, or if it was just a bad run of games to finish the season. And then last but not least, we have BDS and Team Heretics. I would guess BDS are going to get the benefit of the doubt from the market and be favored in this contest. Model would make them like minus 150 to plus 117. Like a minus 132 fair. For the record, like when I'm reading off these model projected prices, I'm just artificially adding VIG to it. Like roughly the same amount of VIG that we get from the market in like a normal series. So this is like a minus 132 fair. So slight favorite for BDS. I would guess BDS are probably going to be a little overrated in that contest, but I don't really know because Heretics tend to be a little bit overrated by the market. So, or maybe not overrated, but the anytime they deliver on anything, the market tends to really like it and they get backing. So with a strong finish to the season, maybe Heretics get I say strong finish. They lost today outright, I believe. But did they? Yeah, they lost today, I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah, they lost to Giant X, so maybe not a strong rating. Anyway, we'll see. I think interesting draws there. In the LCK and the LPL, we have... we don't have an LPL bracket yet. Just in the LCK, just a quick look ahead. I'm gonna actually handicap these matches tomorrow, but because it starts on Wednesday, I believe. Oh no, round one's not. Wow. Okay, we have the rest of the week off pretty much. My calendar was incorrect. I'm glad I read this. Just a quick look ahead to the rest of the matches on Saturday for the LCK. We have Hanwha Life, Kwangdong, KT, D+. Kwangdong were chosen by Hanwha Life, which is of no surprise to anybody. Hanwha Life are probably going to be just ridiculously huge favorites in that. I would not rule out... I would say Hanwha are probably going to be like minus 1,500 or something ridiculous. There might be markets up for this already. Let me take a look. There are markets up for this. Hanwha are minus 1148 on Pinnacle, plus 715 for Kwangdong. They get the Hanwha bump. For what it's worth, the model makes this minus 600, plus 393, and a minus 478 fare. So I'm probably going to be holding my nose and backing Kwangdong there, even though I know it's Hanwha that we're dealing with. KT Rolster versus D+ is a lot more interesting to talk about. KT are short favorites now, minus 135. I can tell you right now, I'm almost definitely going to be betting Damwon here, or D+, rather. Yeah, model makes this, like, legit an even money series, which is kind of funny. The correlated model makes it an even money series. The OG custom model makes KT a slight favorite, like a 52 point, like a minus 110 favorite. So I will almost, actually, I probably won't be betting D+ at that price unless somebody comes in and hits KT Rolster. I think the money's going to be there for KT Rolster. Someone's going to come in and back them because they've been getting backed all summer. I don't know, some heavy hitters out there that likes KT Rolster this season, and I don't know who it is, but good for them. Anyway, I figured I'd touch on a couple of those, get back out there. I took yesterday off. I said on the Patreon, I was feeling like shit. I was in a piss poor mood and I really didn't have that much going on this slate anyway, so I just did the Patreon post. I didn't want to sit here and bitch and moan on the podcast to everybody. So what will probably happen is I'll have a show for the final day in the LPL tomorrow. And then we have a couple of days off. LCK playoffs don't start till Saturday. LPL playoffs, I believe, start like right away. I'm going to pull this up real fast. the first LPL playoff games aren't until Sunday. So we actually do just have legitimately a few days off here. What I'll probably do is once we have the LPL playoff bracket set, I'll probably do just a brief show here just to get something out there. And we'll talk about like the playoff draw, the bracket, you know, who benefits from it, maybe any futures that we want to play. And I'll do a show on that at some point on Wednesday or Thursday. Until then, best of luck, and I will see you tomorrow for that LPL slate.